everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Man, Entertainment Man. Entertainment Man. I can't talk today. Jeez. I'm in one of those times I can't talk somehow. I just don't know what is going on. Welcome to another episode. This is the 17th episode of Everything About Reality TV. I cannot believe it. We're almost at 20. This is the official 17th episode. So 17 episodes in to the podcast. It's crazy to think, wow, 17 episodes. We're going strong. I'm going strong with it. And I love doing this. I absolutely love talking reality TV with you guys. I enjoy that doing this a couple times a week. Survivor, Big Brother, Big Brother Canada, Amazing Race, and so forth. It is so much fun just to do this. You know, it's just really, really a lot of fun to do this and talk reality TV and give you guys my opinion, what I think about reality TV, and whether it's Survivor or Big Brother Canada or Amazing Race. I forgot to mention, I may as well just tell you guys this, Amazing Race will be on Saturdays. Amazing Race has actually been moved from April 21st to March the 30th of this month. So Amazing Race will be starting a little sooner, which is going to be kind of conflicting the schedule for the podcast. I am looking into Saturdays for the Amazing Race podcast to come out. However, I'm actually thinking at this point of actually doing Amazing Race on Fridays as well. So doing a double podcast upload for you guys, and that way kind of, you know, don't want to wait, and both Big Brother Canada and Amazing Race will be together in the same day. So expect double uploads. Maybe I'll put it at two different times. Like I said on Twitter, I think I said about 9 o'clock for everything, but I might be revising that tonight. That way we can, once I know, I talk to Justin and we can figure out what the schedule will be. Maybe we can do like a 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock uploads for both, and that way they're kind of like 2 hours apart. That way it's not going to be conflicting you guys listening to this every day. Or on the Friday, because it'll be double. Or we leave it to Saturday. I will let you guys know. I'm going to talk to him probably tonight. And I'll ask him if we can meet. And him and I will sit down. We'll talk. And we'll kind of, you know, figure things out. And he's kind of taking the program director role here in the studio. Just to help me, you know, keep organized with the scheduling especially. So with that, let's get right into it. Survivor Game Changers Episode 2. As you guys know, last week we had two people go home, and which is kind of a shocker. I know it was the 500th episode last week, so that was kind of maybe that way they did it. It was very special the way they did it, and you know, they did it a little differently, obviously. This episode, Survivor, started out with a challenge. Now I'm thinking reward, immunity, switch. Well, when they got there, obviously they said Nuku couldn't disbelieve that Tony was gone. Obviously Tony being one of the big threats out there in the game right at that point of last week. And, you know, it was just like, they couldn't believe it, that a big threat like him. And I think the winners are going to be targeted. I think the big threats and the winners will be targeted. So you have the big threats like Caleb. You have the winners, Tony, Sandra, JT as well. You know, you have all those bigger threats to deal with first before you do anything. And then, of course, you'll have like Culpepper a little later on, because he, you know, you kind of remember how he did things back in his original season. But I'm going to talk more about Culpepper as I was finishing watching Survivor here in the studio. I was thinking, wow, I'm kind of shocked in the way Culpepper is playing the game this time. You know, I'm kind of shocked on the way that Culpepper is playing this season, obviously. So we'll talk about that a bit in the podcast in a little bit. So Jeff said, "What do you think going on?" And then Zeke's like, "We're about to shit swamp." And Jeff said, "Yep, drop your buffs." So everybody dropped their buffs. So Sandra said she was actually the sheep to slaughter. She was in a great place in her tribe, obviously. She had control of the game, pretty much. She had complete control over the game. And, you know, she was in control of the game, pretty much, in her tribe at that point. So, Sierra said her heart was pounding. Cerie said hers was as well. Michaela didn't want to even look at her buff. Cerie said she might have a heart attack and hope someone knows CPR. I think she was only kidding at that time. She was only, you know, kidding when she said that. So, obviously, when they pulled up, they revealed the buffs, obviously. They saw green buffs, like a lime green buff. And they're thinking, uh-oh, there's three tribes now. There's Mana, Nuku, and now this green tribe. So in Mana, there is Caleb. Caleb, what the heck am I saying? Caleb, Ty, Culpepper, Debbie, and Sierra. Ty was so happy to see Caleb on his tribe again. Those two being back together, obviously. And Haley and Caleb were being at the wrong side of the numbers, pretty much. They're at the bottom of the tribe, obviously, at this point. Nuku was Michaela, Malcolm, Sandra, Varner, and JT. And of course, JT was the only one from his tribe that was on the wrong side of the numbers as well. But there was only one person he was the only person from his tribe that was alone, on his own, pretty much. And of course, historically in Survivor, not good. It is not good when you're on your own in Survivor. So, Tavua was Troyzan, Siri, Andrea, Ozzy, Zeke, and Sarah. And I know you don't hear much about Sarah much during in the last two episodes. You don't really hear much about Sarah. She's kind of, you know, laying low at the moment. In this moment in the game, she is definitely laying low at this point. So Troyzan was the only one from his tribe. He was also on the wrong side of the numbers, so which means it's an easy vote. Whoops. Yeah, it's an easy vote for him. And, you know, it was the keys of easy vote to get out. So, you know, they said, no, he'll be easy to get out. He's on his own. He's got no alliance, nothing. So, you know, he is easy to get out of the game, pretty much. So, obviously, that's an easy vote for Tavua to do, pretty much. So Troyzan was kind of bad at the start, but you know, he's got the silver lining. And then Jeff said gave Navua a map. They had like the same tools as well as the other tribes have, kind of an even playing field with a little bit of rice. They didn't have much rice to start with, pretty much, you know, is you have to start from scratch somehow, I guess. So, okay, so in Nuku, chickens were kind of loose. They're kind of wandering around loose, pretty much. Malcolm said he couldn't believe that that's all they had. He hit the survivor jackpot. It was awesome shelter. The decorations, they actually decorated their shelter as well, which is awesome. And then Jeff barely said a word. He was kind of in complete awe during the time he was, you know, he was actually, there because he just couldn't believe it, you know. He could not believe what he saw. He just couldn't believe how nice the camp was and whatnot, you know. he couldn't believe that the cat was so nice and all that. And, you know, he couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe it. He was really happy. He was really happy that they were on a nice camp for once, pretty much. So, where were we? Okay, so awesome shelter decorations. And then JT said he needs to start looking for an idol. Obviously, here we go. The game is started already. He's already started playing the game. The game is back on again. Pretty much JT has to find an idol and where he can, you know, make sure he's safe, pretty much. He's got to make sure he is completely safe from being eliminated, voted out, and whatnot. So, you know, it is, you know, he has to pretty well find that idol so he's safe. Okay, so JT said he would take him out spear fishing. And, of course, Malcolm bent the spear, the pointed part of it. He bent it. Part of the spear kind of fell off as well. So they lost part of the spear, which kind of was similar to what happened in, I think it was All-Stars. Someone bent Rupert's spear, and, of course, he was pissed off. Well, not this time, obviously. Not the same kind of situation as before. JT said he'll go get some these pliers. JT said to Malcolm he needs pliers. So he went to get the pliers. Started looking for the idol instead. Well, he got the pliers, but then he just started looking for the freaking idol as well. So, obviously, he just left his tribe all the way up there, pretty much. He looked under the rocks, above, like in the tree. He looked everywhere, pretty much. And of course, Michaela and the rest of them were kind of suspicious on where they were kind of suspicious where JT was. And obviously, they said, okay, I think he's looking for an idol. And that could be a little bit trouble, obviously. And Malcolm said JT left them out in the middle of nowhere. Barner said JT is dangerous and knows what he's doing. Culpepper made the house at home and decorated over on the Mana tribe, pretty much. Brad said he's happy to be there to play. Now, what was I saying before? I'm gonna say this once, I'll say it again. Brad Culpepper is playing a complete different game right now. He is playing a complete different game at this point. And he is, you know, his game is completely different at this point of the game. He's playing a complete different game from what he did before, back in his season on Blood vs. Water with his wife, Monica, pretty much. So Haley said her and Caleb are at the bottom. Ty and Culpepper were talking that he was good with him, obviously. Ty said he would trade Debbie for Caleb, so obviously going with Caleb, pretty much. Culpepper was talking about getting Caleb out. Ty was talking to Caleb about Caleb and Ty and Culpepper, but he said Haley or Caleb had to go, but he might have to, you know, betray Culpepper, pretty much. So meaning keeping Caleb and getting rid of Haley instead, pretty much. So, you know, one way or the other, one of those two was going to go, pretty much. So, at the Tavua, they arrived, obviously, to their new camp. They had nothing. It was like a fresh start for them. There was, like, nothing around. Zeke said Troyzan is on the outs, obviously. So, yeah, obviously, Troyzan is not doing the greatest. He's on his own, pretty much. Remember I said Troyzan is at the bottom of the numbers right now. He's at the bottom of the tribe. He's not doing good with, he's going to somehow squeeze himself in there somewhere along the line to get in the right side of the numbers, pretty much. So, you know, Troyzan found a clue to the hidden immunity idol. He said he had to do a daring challenge, which the idol was actually located at the next challenge, the immunity challenge, pretty much. It was on the right rear leg of the puzzle corner there. So he has to pretty well grab the idol, and he had to, hide it. And before they, before they realize, oh, he has an idol. And we got to get him out because he's going to have an idol and he can play it at any time, pretty much. So at Naku, they wanted to catch a goat and cook it. JC said he would catch one. Naku went on a goat hunt, pretty much. And they got a baby goat. Honestly, in my opinion, I would not kill it. It's a baby. I wouldn't kill it whatsoever. Personally, I'm against killing baby animals like that. You gotta let them grow first before you do anything else. Before you, slaughter them for food. So I know the rights and wrongs on that, pretty much. So JT and Malcolm got a mother goat. But they didn't want to kill it. They didn't want to separate the baby from the mother, pretty much. Xander wanted to kill it and, have food, pretty much. So Xander just didn't give a damn, pretty much. So JT didn't want to kill it, the mama goat and the baby. So they actually wanted to look for a male instead and possibly, kill that instead. So Xander wanted to eat the goat anyways. So it's like, screw it, let's just kill it and eat it. But no, everyone else just was against it, pretty much. And I don't blame them one bit. So Michaela said they had chickens that right there in the camp. They brought chickens from the, when they grabbed the chickens on the first episode, or the first part of the first episode there. So they have chickens to eat. So why don't they eat that? So they ate the chicken. They ate a chicken, pretty much, instead. So immunity challenge. They showed the hidden immunity idol at the right rear end of the table. So obviously it's visible. It's there. That idol is there. But I don't think anyone was smart enough to look there to see it hidden. I think Troy Zander already knew, was the only one that knew where it was. So the challenge, three tribe members were tied together. They have to go through some obstacles. They have to fill up a bucket of water over the teeter-totter, fill it up until the bucket came all the way down. And then they had to do the puzzle to finish. They had to put it together, the survivor logo. And then whoever finishes that wins immunity. The first two that win immunity are safe. And they also get a reward, tarp or comfort. The first one was for your body comfort, or comfort for your taste was the other option that you had. And whoever, the person that comes in second place will obviously pretty well get that second prize, whichever one that's remaining, pretty much. So Troy Zan said the hidden idol was under the table. He had he was kind of nervous. He was really nervous. He was just really, really, really nervous to actually just, to get it, to grab it. You have to get it at that right moment of time. You have to get it at that right moment of time. And then, hide it really quick. So, Caleb and Debbie struggled. And, Naku started to get the water. Mana started to get water. Caleb then, fell over. Naku didn't have enough to get, not enough water in the bucket. Mana didn't get enough. Naku got more. I think Naku got it. Tavua got their water filled. And then Naku and Tavua were on the puzzle. Troy Zan eyed the idol, obviously. And I think Troy Zan did part of the puzzle, too, I think. I don't know. No, he didn't. He was just standing there, and he can see the idol right there. He's like, ooh, there's the idol. I gotta figure out somehow to get it. And then Naku won immunity and the reward. And then Tavua was wrong on their puzzle. And Tavua won immunity and reward. Troy Zan grabbed the idol. He grabbed the friggin' idol. He has, I think he stuffed it in his pants. So obviously, he hit it fast enough, pretty much. Naku got the headpiece of the immunity. And Tavua got the neck. It was like a neck, like a cross piece that he grabbed, pretty much. That held the headpiece, pretty much. So it's a two-parter of the immunity idol. So Naku took the body comfort reward. Tavua took what was left, which was the taste comfort. The comfort for your taste as well. So Debbie said that this is a dictatorship. Haley or Caleb will be the ones that go. So at Mana, Haley felt 2-4. Caleb would be the power player. Haley's was kind of in trouble. She was in a lot of trouble, obviously. Caleb had his head down. This was the exact day that he left the game last time around in Kaurung, when he was medically evacuated. He was laid flat in a helicopter, almost lost his life because of what happened. So Ty was talking about Haley had no relationships. Also, Ty and Caleb were a very scary, duo as well. They are. They're a big duo. Ty and Caleb are like a big duo, especially in this game. So they're talking about getting Haley out, which was actually better for the tribe, obviously, the better choice, obviously. Ty said Haley, but he wasn't sure. I guess Ty was not really sure. He really needs Caleb there, obviously, for his game. Brad Culpert ever said to Ty, keeping Caleb will hurt his game, obviously. And of course asked, is he playing for himself? And he's like, yeah, I'm playing for myself. He wasn't sure what he was going to do. Also, that it was game changers. He's there to play, obviously. He didn't want to betray his friendship. Now, I think that's the whole point of it. He kind of wants to, he doesn't want to betray anybody. But that's part of the game. You got to somehow, backstab people in the game, obviously. So it's part of the game, obviously, right? So Tribal Council, they were we're talking about with Debbie about Ty and Caleb being together, talking about playing with, playing the first 7 games. Caleb and Ty playing the game, separately for the first 7 days. They were not surprised on their relationship with Ty and Caleb, obviously. Sierra said she has no relationship with Haley. They've really not talked over the last 7 days of the game. Caleb was talking about, strong relationship, or Haley with no relationship. So which one do you want to choose, pretty much? They're talking about what Caleb said that makes him a big threat. And then, of course, talking about assets. And Haley said, Haley has no assets. She's like, are you sure? So obviously, yeah, she does have assets. And then Haley said, she's being herself and she's planning on continuing to do that. The fault, actually, when it came to Ty, it took a little while. Ty took a little while, obviously, because he did not, he just did not decide what he wants to do. He just didn't know what he was going to do, pretty much. So there was no idol played. The votes were between Caleb and Haley, obviously. So they're playing it safe, pretty much. They are going with the bottom two for the votes. And Caleb was the third person voted out as Survivor Game Changers. And I'm kind of shocked. But at least this time, Caleb actually this time around, Caleb managed, so he was in the game. He left on his own terms. He walked out this time, not in a helicopter, which is great. So next week, JT is gonna be on the uprising. Sandra is dangerous, and he needs to go. And then the two losers in travel for the immunity challenge will have to go to tribal council. So another game changer is coming up next week. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited for the next episode of Survivor Game Changers. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything But Reality TV. Survivor Game Changers style, I guess you would say. And I will see you guys tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada recap. Have a good one, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye for now.